If you could add A plus B to get C, what will that mean for you? If you could have my exact secret to how I have built authority for myself, and of course, influenced over 10,000 people in a little over a year, would you copy that and use? Welcome to episode 39 of Audacity to Lead.
Like the lion in the jungle, in the steel, like a dog in the city. I prefer to leave like a lion in the jungle, in the steel, like a dog in the city. I prefer to leave like a lion in the jungle, in the steel, like a dog in the...
Inspiring, actionable content that helps you get focused, get started, and be impactful. This is Audacity to Lead.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Audacity to Lead. My name is Dayo Samuel and this is the podcast where I give you the courage and necessary insight to step out and lead with more influence. Talking about influence, today I want to take you behind the scenes of Audacity to Lead and let you in on my secret formula to building influence and authority. This podcast is dedicated to helping you get focused, get started and be impactful. Of course, you are here right now because you want to build your influence. You want to build your authority. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me. This episode actually serves as the last episode for this month of October. And I want to say thank you so much, so much for joining me on this episode. I believe it's going to be a wonderful ride if you carefully follow and apply what I'm about to teach you on this episode. You will practically become the go-to resource on matters you handle from your platform. You know, for a couple of episodes now, from episode 32, I've been talking about platform-based leadership. And this actually serves as the matrix of how you can actually build influence and authority right from your platform. So as you know, my goal here is to help you get focused, get started, and be impactful. I believe if you have to succeed in today's world, you've got to have a magnetic message, a marketable product, and a meaningful platform. Just before I go on, this episode has been supported by Nigeria Podcast Network, the community I founded to help leaders, experts, and business owners connect, engage, and inspire their tribe in the most intimate way through the power of your voice. So if you'd like to become a member, go over to audacitytolead.com/npn to join. We are even commencing a 4 weeks intensive coaching program on the 2nd of November 2015, and it's going to run for 4 weeks. So if you're looking to launch your podcast with excellence, come on over and join us at audacitytolead.com/npn, and of course enroll in Podcast with Excellence. As I said, today, this episode, I want to share with you my secret formula for building influence and authority even when you are completely unknown in the space you're trying to get into. So let's begin by looking at the word authority. So authority. The word authority is from a root word that's also having author, which means to author something, to found something, to master something, to be a leader at something. It's the same root of what it means to publish information, to be a dispenser of some sort. Now, I'm going to refer to the Bible at this point, not because I want to get religious with you. But in the Bible, you find statements that actually refer to authority, kind of, by statements like, publisher of good news, have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, being a witness, and all that. Carefully, authority or to author means to be a sharer of good news, a dispenser or publisher of some necessary information that others find useful. So if you say you want to be an authority in a particular field, you actually need to be an author. And to do that, you need to answer these three questions. So first question is this. I said if you want to be an authority in any field, in any space, you've got to answer these three basic questions. And the first of those three questions is this. What do you already know that you can share with others? Because eventually, it is through sharing of information that you will build your authority. So, do you get that? Again, the question is, what do you already know that you can start sharing with others? Get it? Great. Second question, what do you need to know that can enhance how you help people? I think I have to repeat that question again. I said, by what do you need to know that can enhance how you help people? By this question, I mean, what upgrades do you need to make to what you already know or what you don't know at all, but you know you will need to know so that you can be more effective with your business, with the kind of results you promise people, saying this is what they'll get from following you. So what do you need to know to enhance how you deliver the results? So again, I repeat, what do you need to know to deliver the kind of promises you make? This could be certifications. This could be courses. This could be books. The new information that you need to open yourself to so that you can actually help people deliver such results. That is the second question you need to answer. For example, for me to be able to do what I do now effectively, I had to enroll in courses and programs, one of which was NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, which I took in a couple of weeks. And I'm even on another NLP program right now. So that is one thing, one certification I had to get, one program I had to enroll myself in to be able to do what I do with better results and to be effective at what I do. So going back to authority, credentials, certifications, and accomplishments add to your authority. When I work with my clients, we together come up with vital certifications and programs they need to have or acquire within a space of 365 days. We usually explore those they already have and how they can make that work to their advantage as they build their platform. For example, when I have to work with someone who has or who is looking to create a podcast, one of the things I teach them is the principle of positioning. And positioning, you can actually position yourself by talking about your credentials and the kind of certifications you already have. And that is why if I work with clients, we actually come up with certain certifications and programs they need to acquire within a space of 365 days. It doesn't have to be one full year. It doesn't have to be the whole 365 days. But of course, that is the span. That is the time limits that I usually give. So look at yourself right now and ask yourself, what certification, what program? It doesn't have to be certification, so to say, but what program, what new knowledge do you have to open yourself to within the next 365 days that can help you deliver better results? Now, I want to ask the third question, and this is something I've discussed on a previous episode. I think that should be episode 35, which has to do with determining your primary communication channel. Now, yeah, that was episode 35 about designing a magnetic story, how to design a magnetic story that actually attracts your audience. And I think as at now, I saw about 560 clicks at the time, as the last time I checked on that particular episode, I've seen about 560 clicks. So that means it's actually relevant and solving problems for people. So please listen to that episode and learn more about how to do that step by step, how to design a magnetic story for yourself. I think that is audacitytolead.com/ 35:35. Okay, so moving forward, there's a primary way you deliver information to people, which could be to say, to show, or to scribe. Now, saying has to do with what I'm doing right now, speaking to you right now. You are not really seeing me, and you are not even reading what I'm saying right now, but you can actually hear me. You are taking in information because I'm saying, I'm speaking, I'm sharing my information, what I know right now, through speaking. So saying has to do with speaking. Showing is the second channel through which you communicate, through which you pass information across. And showing has to do with visuals, videos, and images. Of course, I've talked about this on episode 35. Now, scribing has to do with writing. This could be articles, poems, prose, or even text content. So that, those are the three primary communication channels that everyone has. Or let me not say primary communication channel yet, because you will eventually find that one of them is most natural to you. You will not be able to, you might not be able to combine everything, and I understand perfectly well, but there is a particular communication channel that you already have. For me, I discover it's easier for me to speak and to talk than to actually write, which made me to stop blogging at audacitytolead.com some months ago. Well, I'm actually resuming blogging back this November. I might even write the first resumption blog post this week. So if you're looking to see how I write, come over to audacitytolead.com and check out my blog post. So as I was saying, whichever of these communication channels, that is whether you are saying or you have chosen to show or you're going to be scribing, each of them is valid. But the thing is, one of these three is your primary channel, and one of them actually comes natural to you. I think the question you should ask yourself is, which of these three communication channels come most natural to you? Which of them it is, I mean, whichever of them it is, make sure you play to your strength. Don't try to be like someone else by focusing on the less strengthened channel you have. It's good to develop on other channels. Yes, I agree. But you don't have to create a lot of headache for yourself by trying to be like someone else, by trying to copy what someone else is doing. I know someone right now who is listening to me right now, and your primary communication channel is writing. You do more of writing than speaking. You may not eventually start a podcast. You may not eventually start a podcast, but you're already writing, and keep at it. So if yours is more of speaking, in fact, I was in Port Harcourt over the weekend of last week, and I was in a small business group, and I was teaching them on blogging, podcasting, and of course, how they can do business online. And I remember one of the things I was discussing with them is this primary communication channel. In fact, that was the first thing we discussed, because we discovered that some of these guys don't actually need to start a podcast. Some of them don't need to disturb themselves over writing blog posts. There are even simpler ways they can actually build authority in the space they are trying to get into. And we're able to work with that. We're able to work through that. And each of them left very, 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 very happy. So what I'm saying is, whichever of these communication channels you find yourself playing, you have more strength in, please play to your strength. Don't play on your weakness. In fact, how we say it this way, play down on your weakness and play up to your strength. If you are more of a writer, continue writing. If you are more of a speaker, continue speaking. If you are more of a shower, in fact, Owo Anit, who is on my contact, is a cartoonist. And recently, he's been playing with the idea of building authority for himself. And one of the things I told him recently is that he can actually start creating cartoons with so kind of content. And it was a very amazing idea to him. He was freakingly amazing to him. And he said, wow, I never thought of that. And that was because that is his own communication channel. He was a shower. He likes to show things to people. So now let's move forward. Let's talk about influence. Again, I said, if you have to build authority, you have to be a dispenser of some sort of information. You have to be a dispenser of some sort of knowledge. You have to be a publisher. You have to be an author. You have to constantly release something to people. So now, let's move forward. Here we are going to talk about influence. And I would like if you can actually pay a lot of attention here. So, the reason why influence is important in this conversation is because if you're going to be building authority, influence serves a very important part of the equation. I know in your head right now, you will wonder, what do I mean by that? Authority is built through influence. Influence results in authority. I think that's a tweetable. So if you can tweet that right now, please tweet. My handle is at I am Dio Samuel. And this is what I've just said. I said, authority is built through influence. Influence results in authority. I want you to get that again. Authority is built through influence. Influence results in authority. Now, if authority means you being a publisher and author, then it makes it easier to understand the real concept of influence. And actually, the word influence itself comes from the Latin word influere, which is I-N-F-L-U-E-R-E. I-N-F-L-U-E-R-E, which translates to mean your power to cause change. That is what it translates to mean. But of course, the word itself comes from the Latin word influere. Now, originally, influere means for something to flow into another thing. So when you hear that leadership is influence, and if influence is your power to cause change, that means that leadership really is your power to cause change. It means you are influencing something in someone's life. Now, a common illustration I use when talking with people and clients privately is a verse from the Bible, Joel 2:28, where the Bible says, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, then your sons and your daughters will prophesy, young men will see visions, old men will dream dreams. Now, I believe you can remember that. Can you? Did you say yes? Wonderful. So if you can remember that, let me explain how influence actually came out from that verse. The phrase, pour out my spirit upon all flesh, actually means molten magma. That is liquid metal to pour out. That's what that verse is. And looking back into the root, that phrase, it actually means liquid metal, molten magma. Something like what comes out of a volcano, that is the same thing with influence. It comes and then it has a lasting effect on what it comes in contact with. So, using the analogy of the spirit poured out on all flesh, it means that the spirit has a lasting effect on you. It has an influence upon you. Now, going a little further, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. I just wish I'm not preaching right now. So in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, this same spirit makes you a witness, and then you go forth and spread good news from according to the verse, Samaria to Judea and to the rest of the world, right? Now that means that the spirit comes upon you and influences you to become a publisher. Wow. I think you might need to play that again. Joel 2:28 says that the Spirit will come upon all flesh, and the Spirit pouring out on all flesh is actually molten magma. It means liquid metal. It means you are being influenced by the Spirit. Acts 1:8 says that when the Spirit comes upon you, you will go out and be a witness. You'll be a publisher. So that means that influence is when something comes upon you, and then by reason of that influence, you are able to influence others. So that means the influence of the Spirit on you is to make you a publisher of some kind of information. So if you understand that authority is publishing and influence is a thing flowing into another, you see that influence is what makes you an authority. Authority is what makes you an influence. They both work hand in hand. Now, this is the matrix, the cluster, the secret, the nifty secret that many people don't actually understand when they say they want to build authority in a particular industry or in a particular space. Authority is what makes you an influence. Influence is what makes you an authority. Like I said before, I said authority is built through influence. Influence results in authority. So now let me move a little further and share with you even more. So I said influence from the word influer means for something to flow into another. That means as you publish information, as you share your views, as you share your thoughts and ideas, you're actually flowing into someone else. You are influencing them. This is the same thing happening right now as you're listening to me. It's the same thing I'm doing, practicing and applying. I'm pouring myself into you right now. I'm influencing you. And you can actually feel it. Yes, you can feel it. I'm influencing you right now. So, whether you're saying or you're speaking or you're showing or you're scribing, you're influencing people. You have to accept that. So something is flowing from you into your audience, into your tribe. That is true authorship, through what you're publishing. Something is flowing from you to them. However, this is one of those tiny secrets. Now, I've shared secret one. Authority is built through influence. Influence results in authority. They work hand in hand. Secret number two is this. Influence and authority is an equation. In fact, they are a key factor. Now, it is this. Influence and authority work in this way. In fact, it's even more evident this way. And this is what I mean. If you can write down these two words, repeated exposure. Repeated exposure. Now, repeated exposure is what makes influence become authority. This means each time someone makes a contact with you, the person leaves knowing that he has learned something or found something that will help him do, be, or have better results. Then, when the person leaves, there should be another contact with you. It has to be repeated contacts, repeated exposure, which is why you will need a schedule for how you publish your information. And I can actually help you develop one specific to you and your situation. So whether weekly or monthly or more, you have to choose a frequency that will work for you. What you're doing here is to consciously create atmosphere for the repeated exposure to happen. For example, every Monday you listen to this podcast. The reason why it's every Monday is because that is the repeated exposure that I'm trying to get you to have with me. And by that, I'm influencing you, of course, resulting in authority. Now, I believe you are getting what I'm trying to explain right now. So, if you want to become an authority online, on social media, on your blog or your podcast, maybe even through email, whatever platforms you choose to lead from, whether through TV, like I explained on episode 32, whether through analog platforms or digital platforms, the first thing you need to be clear about is what you already know. Think of how you can share that constantly with people. And then how that is, constantly share what you know, such that if people read something from you or hear something from you, watch or see something from you, there will be a measurable impact, which is influence. Then before that wins, before that subsides, you actually make another contact, another exposure is established, resulting in another impact made. Now, if you understand what I'm sharing with you right now, you discover that this is a very powerful secret. So the thing is, you have to sit down and plan it out. Yes, you really have to, because you have to plan how you're going to build your influence and authority over a short space of time. In fact, let me tell you a little of my story. So on the 25th of February 2014, while reading The Effective Executive by Peter Drucker, the father of management, they call him, I come across a whole new idea which before then I was completely oblivious of. And that's the concept of a knowledge-based organization. In fact, that same idea has gone on to revolutionize a lot of things. In fact, before reading the book, I had this idea of being a significant figure in an industry no one knew anything about me. I wanted to be a thought leader in my space. And so from the book, I learned that a knowledge-based organization is an organization based on knowledge rather than the industrial society notions of land, labor, and capital. Now, in this kind of organization, content in the form of objects, date, information, knowledge, wisdom are generated. Such contents are then captured, organized, and preserved to enable its reuse and leveraging by people and groups other than those who generated it. I think that's what's happening right now. I've generated this content. You are listening to me right now, and you are going to be reusing it and leverage it to build your own influence and authority. So when I found this, and in checking my Bible, I was blown away, completely blown away. So as at that time, I was running Young and Strong, a youth leadership development ministry organization. It was a faith-based organization. And so I started playing with this idea of a full knowledge-based organization. And then that was when Audacity to Lead was born. How I have been able to rise to the top in just over a year today is based exactly on what I've shared with you on this episode so far. Notice the story I just shared with you. This was just around 25th of February 2014. So on that day, I made up my mind that Audacity to Lead, which is this new organization, will be different. It will be a full-time knowledge-based organization. So I sat down and developed a plan of actualization. Of course, I'd already been an ardent Michael Hyatt fan and follower, having gone through some of his courses and programs. So I determined online was going to be my route. By March 7th, 2014, just 10 days later, I registered audacitytolead.com. Then I sat again and developed a clear path for building my influence and authority, especially online. And I followed exactly what I've taught you on this episode. I started blogging twice a week. I started doing Twitter hangouts, Twitter chats every Sunday. And then in less than 90 days thereabout, I'd already grown that influence to an extent. In fact, by June 2014, when I was doing my first big blog launch, I got on the radar of over 12,400 people, according to the stats that Twitter gave me that evening. So a few days later, I launched my podcast. Notice what I'm doing. I built it up to a point and then translated it into a podcast. And since then, I've maintained that contact. Now, over time, I've cut down on some of those things I was doing, which eventually didn't bring me the kind of things I was looking for. But of course, I still do some of them consistently right now. And one of them is honoring Twitter invitations. When I'm invited to do a program on Twitter, I invite it as long as it doesn't clash with a program I have. Now, what I'm teaching you is the matrix, however it is you call it, of building influence and authority and impact. This is something I've done for myself, from being unknown online to being a major thought leader in the expert industry space in just over a year. I've done it myself and I've done it for others. I remember when I met Aminat Kalejaye, who is a leadership and life coach, earlier this year. I laid this same plan before her to follow, and then putting it to work on my birthday this year, June 18, 2015, this is what she sent me. She said, "Happy birthday to one of the awesome persons I met alongside Coach Sam 4 months ago," and that's Coach Sam Bafemi. In fact, funny enough, I never knew that she met the two of us the same day. So she actually met us the same day. So she said, "Happy birthday to one of the awesome persons I met alongside Coach Sam 4 months ago. From the moment I met you both, especially the discussions we had and the questioning and interaction segment, it was as if God was being deliberate about the discussions I'd been having with him lately. I got home that day, smiling and happily writing down a lot of to-dos that I will act upon, and already doing some now, and some would manifest soonest. So on this beautiful day that you were brought to this beautiful world," well, she just went on to say, "Happy birthday." Now, I know that could be amazing to you. Okay, she went on and said, "Your life has been sweet, but trust me, you're about to witness the sweetest part. Maybe your Arabian Cape wedding inspired might be among." Wonderful. Now, if this sounds interesting to you, I'd love to help you create a path for you to follow to build your influence and authority online. I want to invite you to work with me to design a path for your influence and authority, a clear strategy that will include how you will share your thoughts and expertise with people, and in the way that seems the most natural to you. So if you are interested, come over to audacitytolead.com/contact. You can leave me a message on that page. I will get in touch with you. Of course, we will choose a platform from which you will dispense your knowledge and expertise. And most importantly, we'll see how we can help you get focused, get started, and be impactful. So once again, I want to say thank you for listening to this episode. If this is your first time, I want to say welcome to Audacity to Lead Tribe. This is where I give you the courage and necessary insight to step out and lead with more influence. So if you're looking to launch your podcast with excellence, I'm opening up my 4 weeks podcast coaching program that actually happens online that will help you position yourself and your podcast. It will help you with the tools, techniques, and the workflow necessary to launch a podcast that is excellent. You will learn how I promote my show. In fact, how you can promote your show to a global audience. And of course, the 4 podcast monetization strategies I use and teach my students. So if you are interested, this has been sponsored by Nigeria Podcast Network. So go over to audacitytolead.com/NPN to become a member. Now, everything I've shared so far on this episode, you can get them all at audacitytolead.com/39. This is where I shut down for this week. Did I say shut down? Actually, this is where I'm going to leave you for this week. And I trust that I'm going to see you on the next episode. So as I go away, I want to tell you, get focused, get started, and be impactful. I see you again on the next episode. So as I leave you this week, I want you to enjoy this cool Niger song. Of course, we've been celebrating Nigeria this October. So enjoy this as you go away this week.
Like a dog in the city, I prefer to leave like a lion in the jungle than stay like a dog in the city. I prefer to leave like a lion in the jungle than stay like a dog in the. Did they do somebody borrow you a go? Make you travel go Chicago. Remember, I'm be selling car, so you go America. All these people, where been they raise you? Still they say. But face me, I face you. From me say, you no go fashion them. See every other month you go to touch them. Adam, where you be promised to marry? They wait, oh boy, she don't tarry. When she see you now, inside the vision, you marry your evil.
From another nation.
I should have been lying. No matter where you go, make you not forget.
Area, oh.
Make you not forget.
Area, oh.
You say go.
5 years now and you never call my phone. You got me thinking that you're never coming home.
Remember, sir,
your papa don't fight.
Remember, sir,
your mama did cry. Let me know them sent you no reply. If you're hearing this song, you know they try.
Boyfriend on Jago, you be here.
I
get credit, make a column.
Okay.
Do you want me to that? That's credit.
That's
what they do.
Oh, you are so far away, like a falling star from the sky, 'cause you are my sign.